Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're going to turn it over to you for another one of those good selections.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tragedies are a commonplace. All kinds of diseases. People are slipping away. Economy's down. People don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me. Outdoors with no food and no clothes, all left alone without a friend or just another number to a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you keep on blessing me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. All left alone without a friend. Or just another number to a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you keep on blessing me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Okay, I'll open the prayer tonight. Will be done by Minister Street.
Father, in your name, as we come before you, thanking you for this moment, Lord. Thanking you for another chance, God, to get into your word and to learn more about you, Lord. Thanking you for our speaker. Thanking you for everyone that's on the line, Lord. We know, Father, realize that we can't do anything without you, Lord. Help us, God, not to be a hearer only, but to be a doer of your word, Lord. As we get into your word, Lord Jesus, help us, God, to set each one, set their heart to be obedient unto what you are telling us to do through your word. Thank you for this night. Thank you for this Bible study, Lord. Thank you each and every day for being able, God, to just get a steal away to ourselves and talk to you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Asking you just to help us, God, to prove faithful unto you. In your name we pray. Amen. And I thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God, and our teacher tonight is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it right over to her.
All right. Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
What a mighty God we serve. Let us come back together for another Thursday night, and it's such a joy for us to come together and share our faith and the word that God has given us and whatever testimony we get to hear and everything. But thank God, thank Minister Street for the beautiful prayer. We talked about serving God and a couple of times, sessions, and tonight what you've given me to share with everyone is the key to surviving tough times.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to go in another direction, but it ended up, you know what? I can't think of anything better to for him to give us tonight than that topic, because I believe we all can agree that these are tough times. I believe the scripture says, call it perilous times or the last days. And all that I think is appropriate, because it's in Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:1, that where it talks about the perilous in the last days. And Exodus, no, not Exodus, Hebrews first. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 23, and Moses is an example that we'll be using tonight to show us how to walk by faith, which is the key to surviving in tough times. I don't know if I won't have time to cover the whole story of Moses, but when we look in the scripture, we are in the 11th chapter. It's a lot talking about faith. And then when we go over to Exodus chapter 33, and I hope I get to read that in a little bit, but if I don't, I want you to write it down so you can go to the word yourself later. But Exodus chapter 33, verses 12, 13, and 14. But I'm going to start with Hebrews 11, 23. And it just said, by faith, Moses, when he was born. Now, this is going way back. But if you know the story, you know that Moses' parents had to hide him because the king had sent out a command. The king's commandment was that all the male babies be killed. And the scripture said, 23, it said, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child or a godly child, and they were not afraid or dismayed by the commandment the king had put out, which was to kill babies. And by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of the king's daughter. So you know the story. You know that not only did they have to hide him, but the blessing was the mother also had the opportunity to raise her own child and get paid for it. And, you know, when God has a plan and all we have to do is follow his instruction, and his plan is greater than anything we can imagine. So by faith, Moses started out, even when he was born, it was an act of faith that allowed him to live so that he later became the leader that the one that God used to lead the Israelites, his people, out of bondage. And God still have leaders today that is leading us, but we just have to learn how by faith to obey God and obey those that God has set over us. And sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do. But we look at Moses and we see, and in that 11th chapter, beginning at, even at verse 1, it talks about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so the only way we're going to survive in the situation in which we find ourselves now is by faith. We're going to have to believe what God has said, and trust him to keep his promise, because if we can't fix nothing, it would already be fixed. But we have to trust God and know that no matter what it looks like, if we can trust the invisible God, then everything that we are faced with, he's going to show us how to escape. And the another thing is that we have to use faith, but also we have to know that the hard times or the tough times, they are inescapable. Job said that a man is born for trouble, and that is Job 5:7. So they are going to come. It's inescapable because the first Adam failed, you know, disobeyed God and failed. He took everything with him, you know, everything else come under that. The curse that Adam brought on mankind because he disobeyed God. So it's inescapable. We're going to have these times. But the good news is, as believers, when we obey God and by faith walk according to what his word instructs us to, that we can come out. I want to share before I get to the survival part of this, because it's, you know, there's three things I wanted you to remember: that trouble or hard times is inescapable, but there are times that will destroy us or develop us, but there are also times that is survivable. We can survive, but we have to follow God's plan, and because our plan won't work, we have to follow His plan. But the hard times, it can destroy us, or it can develop us, and it a lot of times, because we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we don't grow spiritually during the hard times, but because we're so focus on the trials that we're going through, till we lose sight of the God that is the invisible God that is walking with us. If we by faith can accept what his words say and know that he promised he never leave us nor forsake us, and he said in verse 6 of the 11, I think it's the 11. 13:5 and verse 6, it says that we can boldly say that he is our helper. And when we do that, we can grow spiritually. But if we don't grow spiritually, when God-centered, when things get rough, then it can destroy us. If we be focused on what we're going through, then the how we respond to it will allow us to fall apart. Because when, you know, things get too heavy, the weighing on the mind, and, you know, then you're not able to sleep, and it begins to affect you physically. It will begin to affect you emotionally, and then sometime you can wind up all to pieces and not able to help you even pray or read the word. And we have to stay where we can at least pick up the scripture and read it. If it ain't nothing but Psalms 23. We also need to know that we have to pray if it's the model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples, but we have to stay connected to the vine. And if we can do that, we can be, the trouble that we face will, to help us to grow spiritually. But otherwise, if we don't go that way or respond the correct way, then we will fall apart. And I know I've hit some places where I feel like I did more falling apart than I did growing spiritually. But God is so good. He loves us so much until he'll pick us up even when we fall. And when we hit that place where we go in the wrong direction and respond incorrectly, God will bring us back to where we are able to regroup or regather ourselves, and then maybe grow from that experience until the next time that we are hit with something that is seems impossible, that we'll know how to respond and how to use our faith, which that is the key. And keys are meant to be used. You can have a key and stand outside the door until you're not able to move. But if you don't know how to put the key in in the lock and turn it, that you can't open the door. And so the keys that we have been given to help us in our faith walk, we need to learn how to use them. Moses didn't know how to use the keys. He had to learn to use them, and we have to do the same thing. So we need to stay God-centered so that instead of being destroyed when things come our way that's not so good, that when we have those seasons where it's our desert season or our winter, that we can, even in that, we might not grow a lot, but we won't, at least won't fall to pieces. We won't come apart. We'll be able to, once we get everything is over, that we'll still be together and connected to the vine so that we can move forward from that point. But we're also, again, as I said, remember that no matter how tough the situations are, they are survivable if we stay connected to the vine. We have to know how to use the key and how to continually walk by faith and with the invisible God, knowing that he's walking beside us. And if we can do this, and I want to go to Exodus right quick and see if it'll lead just a little bit of Exodus chapter, what does it say, 33, verse 12. It says, and Moses said unto the Lord, and that's what we need to do also. Not only use our faith, but prayer needs to have priority, because we can't know what his will is if we don't talk to him. And that should be something that we hang on to every day. Every day, yeah. Talk to God. Listen to for God to talk to you if you be still and listen. But you will not compete with all the noise that's going on in the world. And if you don't find your quiet place, then no matter how much talk you do to him, he will not compete with all the noise to try to get a message back to you. But God will take that. We have the word, the printed word, that God will lead us to, that he can guide us by. Also, someone can speak a word that is from the Lord that we can use to help push us forward and enlarge our faith. And then also there is the living word. Even though Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, he is still the living word. And the good thing is that he is interceding for all of us. And so when we need something, we can go to the printed word, or we can, God will lead us to somebody that can speak prophetically to us. But if we don't get either one of those, if we get somewhere and be still long enough, I believe that he will use the living word to help us to know which way we go now. But again, Exodus 33:12, and Moses said unto the Lord. Moses talked to God, and God talked to Moses. He saith unto me, bring up the people, and thou hast not let me know from whom thou wilt send to go with me. And let me read this again. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Now this is in Hebrews 11, we're talking about when he was born and how he started out, it was a faith thing. But now in Exodus is when he had to use his faith to be the leader God needed to send, get his people out of the 400 years of slavery in Egypt. But here Moses is saying he prayed, but he was saying, God, you didn't tell me who you're going to send with me. Sometimes when it looks like we by ourselves, we really don't have to worry about that, because if it's not God, we are not ours. And when God sends us to do something, he will always have give us what we need, equip us for what we need to do the job, and send with us who needs to go to help us to accomplish the mission in which he sent us. And that we have to trust God. It is, again, we have to walk in faith. It's not what we see, but we have to believe that if God said it, that he's going to do it. And so if you read rest of 12, 13, and 14, you see how that as Moses prayed, and God answered the prayer. If you, you notice, God took his people out of Egypt, and he took them out with the riches of those that had enslaved them and sent them to the land in which he had promised that he would give them to their forefathers, to our forefathers. So tonight we need to understand that there is a key that belongs to us so that we can open the door that need to be opened, that we can survive anything that comes our way. There is nothing impossible with God. And if he is our invisible God and he's walking with us, so we need to know it's not the tough times is inescapable. So sometimes we think we want to say no, and we believers that we don't have to have a hard time. But that's not so. It's going to come, but we need to trust God to bring us through every time. And also to come through and grow, let it develop us spiritually and not destroy us. We also need to know from the very beginning, even though we can't see it, no matter how bad it seems, it is survivable. We just need to, by faith, see the invisible God walking with us and know that he will keep his promise, and he promised to bring us through, and he will do just that. And so the scriptures again, Hebrews 11, 23 through 29, Exodus 12, 13 and 14, 2 Timothy 3 and 1. And you can always go into the book of Romans, 12, Romans 10, 17. And when you connect the dots, you should have what you need to stand on, that you can always be victorious in Christ. Back to you, Robert.
Okay, thank you, sis, for those moving right along. Our 30 second tonight is going to be done by Maury.
Good evening, but I have a question first. You said in Hebrews, this is where Moses, how he started out with faith. And then you said in Exodus, Moses what? And I didn't catch that because I was writing notes. You said he started out.
In Exodus is when Moses was used to lead the people out of Egypt.
Okay, so you said in Hebrews he started with faith, and then in Exodus
he's using his faith to be the leader that God has used him to be to bring the people out of bondage. But
in
the New Testament, it's where they were talking about what happened when he was born.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Faith from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Sorry about that, people. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. I have a poem tonight. Though storms may rage and shadows fall, a steady hand guides us through it all. In every twist, in every turn, God's sovereign love we can discern. When fear creeps in and doubts arise, his loving gaze meets trouble's eyes. He holds the reins, world in sight. His power and grace are guiding light. The mountains rise, oceans roar, yet his hands there nothing more. A tapestry woven, intricate and grand, his perfect plan across the land. So let us breathe and go free, for his love was meant to be. With trust in him, our hearts find peace. knowing God is in control. Release. I picked this poem because it emphasizes the idea that even in the midst of the chaos and uncertainty that we are dealing with in today, God is always in control and can be trusted to guide us through life's challenges. Thank you.
Amen.
Right. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the line now for inputs and updates for this week.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Linda Hodge, and I want to give a report on my granddaughter. She came home today. She's feeling much better. And she told me that she had a virtual appointment with her doctor. And he had questions about how she was feeling so good all of a sudden. Things had turned around. And I told her it's the grace of God.
Grace of God.
And we thank everybody that prayed for us, prayed for her, and she still needs your prayer.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Right. Deborah Jackson, pray that I trust God when you're struggling in hard times. I'm having a little bit of chaos and a little bit of illness, just a little bit of just hardship coming my way. Just say a special prayer for me, that's all.
Okay.
What? This is Jesse. I like to, for y'all to pray for my granddaughter, Jasmine, number one. Number two, what's going on in the world, what's going on there. In Psalms 89:9, it said God rules the raging of the sea. When the waves curl, God steals them. Thank you.
Okay. No more inputs, updates. Moving right along. We'll go right in the roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no week, we had 39 people on the line. But each and every one. At this time, we're going to roll call. Liam Virginia.
What in the world?
Dennis and Sandy.
Yeah.
Richard and Willamay.
Yeah.
Janet. Here. Danny, Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oli.
Here.
Glory.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Sorry, mute. Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda. Deborah Jack.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carla. Here. Chris and John.
Yeah.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darian.
Here.
Tamari.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Josh.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W.
Here.
Miss Wendy.
Here.
Stan. Lisa. Evelyn C.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Regina.
Regina.
Regina Lovett.
Okay. Anyone else? Back to you, Uncle Robin.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Bearwell for our closing, next week our opening prayer will be Danny Yelton, and our 32nd will be Chris. Okay, move right along. Pastor Bearwell, we're going to turn it over to you.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for another Thursday night, another time to talk with you. We thank you for your word, God. It bring us life. Oh, God, and give us strength, God, and help us to do the things that you have us to do. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. You allow us to be here one more day, blood running warm in our vein. We thank you for everything that you have done. You said in all things give thanks, because this is the will of God. We thank you in advance for what you have done and what you're about to do in our life, God. We thank you, God. Take control of our life, God. We thank you for who you are and how you deliver us out of many trouble, many tests, God, you have brought us through. We thank you for the word tonight, teaching us to trust you, build our faith and our hope in you, God. Lord, whatever we go through, God, Lord, it's nothing too hard for you that you cannot do and bring us out, God. We thank you for all the grandchildren, Lord. God, I thank you for putting them, oh, God, and delivering them, keeping their body healed, God, keeping their mind together, Lord. God, I know that you are able, God, to bless everyone that's on the line, whatever their needs are, God. Lord, we ask you to supply their everyday need, God. Be with them, God. Guide them, God. Give them instruction, God. Oh, God, direction, God. Help us to continue to pray daily. Oh, God, and cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, God. You love us, God. You so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son for us, God, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, I thank you for this chance. Thank you for this opportunity to pray and talk to you, God. Oh, God, it could have been the other way, God. We could have been outdoors, God, begging, God. But you said, I have yet seen the righteous forsaken and your seed begging bread, God. We thank you for supplying our need, God, and keeping us strong, God. Oh, God, keep our body healed, God. You are a healer. You are a deliverer, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you already done, God. Oh, God, help us to continue to put our trust in you, Lord. Lead us, God, not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Direct us today, God. Keep us, God. You have healed many, Lord. Oh, God, you continue to heal our body. Oh, God, and use us for your glory, God. Help us to walk upright, God. If any sin in our life, move it out, God. Oh, God, and strengthen us. Oh, God, that we'll follow your command, God, and we'll be ready to meet you when you return for us, God. Lord, we love you tonight, God. We love you with all our heart, God, and our soul and our body, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. We don't need a troubled heart tonight, God. We believe in you, God. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, have your way, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless everyone, God. Oh, we rebuke the devil from our door, God. Oh, God, we thank you for every distraction, God. Move it out, Lord. Oh, God, yes, let it go back to the pits of hell, God.
Yes,
in the name
yes,
of
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
God.
Yes,
if any discouraged tonight,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
I should have encouraged them, God, to hold on to you, God,
yes,
and
yes,
hold
yes.
out, God, to the end, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
You look down
Hallelujah.
On me, God, and you see
thank
our need, God, tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
ever the need is, God, granted to us,
Lord.
Oh, God, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake
you,
us, God. We believe
Hallelujah.
In you, God, and I trust
yes,
you, God. Oh, God, we take you at your word, God. Oh, God,
thank
you said,
Jesus.
In the beginning was the word, God. Oh, God, if heaven
Hallelujah.
And earth may pass away,
you,
but
Jesus.
Your word will not
thank
pass
you,
away, God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight for our teacher. Give us strength, God.
Thank you,
Use us,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let us not be afraid
yes.
to talk about you, God.
Thank
Help
you,
us not to be ashamed of your word, God.
Yes.
And I thank
yes,
you tonight
God.
For
yes,
everything, God. Everybody, God. Oh, God,
yes.
we thank you, God. You said if you don't cut it short in righteousness, God, none shall be saved, God. Oh, God, help us to hold on to you, God,
us,
and
God.
Be ready,
yes.
God. Oh, God, and be prepared to meet you, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
in these
Lord.
Last and evil days, God,
yes,
the
Jesus.
Words of our mouth, God, and the meditation
yes,
of our heart
God.
Be acceptable,
yes.
God, in that
yes,
sight,
Lord.
My strength,
yes.
and my Redeemer,
you.
God. In Jesus' name
yes,
we pray. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Brown,
for this closing prayer. We're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.